So before each period, the referee checks the nets, checks the goalies, makes sure everybody's set, makes sure his partner is set. And the checking is going on right now. Ashton Rogenbuck will take the faceoff against Geiger. And we're just about ready to get started in the second period. And we're off. Booth plays to the center to Seaman on the right side. And Austin Seaman tries to break in and can't do it. And puck, oh, okay. Stone Cold shoots it down the ice. Brown, Dan Brown shoots it into the offensive zone. That's where it's corralled by number 13, Sean Rogenbuck. They still have power play time. It's 18 seconds. Up on the right side is Ashton Rogenbuck. He skates in. He gets all the way to the corner. Centers it right through number 74's legs. And Sean Rogenbuck on defense misses it. Goes all the way down the ice. And Harvey Beach will have to regroup. He's being checked by number 72, Seth Geiger. It comes out to center where Brown and Rogenbuck will fight for it. Brown wins the battle. And Brown breaks out of center and passes to Geiger. Geiger brings it in. Weak shot. Oh, no. On the left side, McVeigh was offside. And we'll have a face-off at the blue line of the Harbor Beach Pirates on the offside call. Well, that penalty didn't hurt Stone Cold, but nope. At one point they're going to have to get some offense.
Yes, they are. They're going to start shooting a little harder.
Crouching to take the faceoff against Travis Hessenmaker. And he wins the faceoff. Stone Pfeiffer gets checked immediately, though, by Travis Hessenmaker. He breaks across the line. There's a shot wide. Kaiser goes in for it, tries to center, and it's blocked by Stokin. Stokin tries to break out. It's Melissa Rogenbuck on the side. Travis Hessenmaker takes a shot off the ankle of number 16, Tyner Shemka. It's out front. Hessenmaker takes another shot, and that's being held onto by goaltender Logan Connor. Two glorious chances for Hessenmaker there.
Yes, there was.
When he won a little
bit.
Two
fast shots he had.
Two fast, exactly. They've been setting the guy up.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Face off in the Stone Cold zone. Won by Harvard Beach. Melissa Seaman keeps it in. It's on the right side board. The centering pass doesn't go anywhere. And number 7, Joey Amon comes up the left side, being checked by Rogenbuck. And it's going to be offside. Number 25, Mark Amon, was offside on his brother's entry. So we'll have a face-off at the blue line of the Harbor Beach Pirates. Looks like the same players will stay out there, so we'll have Travis Hessenmaker facing off against Geiger. And the puck is dropped, and Geiger wins the drive, brings the puck right in. It's kept in by Dan Brown. Brown goes in the corner, fights with number 38, Derek Hessenmaker, and the puck comes up to the side, and Shemka keeps it in. And Derek Hessenmaker goes behind his own goal. He gets checked, but he plays the puck up the side, and it's kept in by Shemka. Shemka has a shot blocked out front, and then there goes Derek Hessenmaker down the ice. He's cut off by number 6, Dan Brown, and the puck is in the net. That's a goal for Travis Hessenmaker. While he was being checked, he manages to keep a stick on the puck and sweep it past goaltender Logan Connors. Now we have a 3-0 lead. What happened there?
I didn't think I was going to go in.
Maybe that was a knuckleball. Maybe that was luck. I have no idea. It looked like he was being mauled and he still got it in.
Yep. They looked like they were tackling him.
Exactly. There might have been a penalty call if it weren't for the goal. Number 24 gets the goal with assist to Christo Rogenbuck. That's his second goal of the game, and it's 3-0 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. The puck goes into the zone. Number 74, Austin Seaman, shoots it in, chases in the corner with Crotchin. Crotchin can't corral it by the goal. It brings it out front, and Logan Connor holds on to the shot. That was by Austin Seaman. Now, Seaman came right out in front from behind the goal and tried to jam it in, and Logan Connor said no.
Tried to put in his forehole.
Yep. Number 88, Ashton Rogenbuck will take the faceoff for Harbor Beach in the Stone Cold zone. Stone Cold wins the faceoff, Crotchin wins it, and they try to break out. It goes out to center ice, where Amon has it. Amon plays it to Mark Amon. Amon takes a shot off the goaltender's paddle, goes out in front. They still have it behind, they're jamming at it. The goalie's on the ice, he can't get it. It's laying in the crease, somebody dives on it and pushes it out. Close call there, Kevin. Goes all the way down the ice. We're going to have an icing call against Harbor Beach Pirates, but that putt laid
there for about 2 seconds.
I know, goaltender flat on his stomach and not sure where it was, but nobody could reach it. So we still have a 3-0 game. Face off in the Harbor Beach zone. Crotchin will take the face off for Stone Cold, and it looks like Derek Hessenmaker
Travis.
Or Travis Esemaker taking it. The puck goes to the side where they battle. And yeah, Esemaker comes away with the puck, and it goes to Derek Esemaker. He tries to break out up his right side. Plays it up the wing to number 40, Krista Rogenbach. She keeps the puck going. It goes in. Matt Booth shoots it in and goes into the right corner where it's chased down by Joey Amon tries to play it out. Crotchin is missed. They have to wait to get onside, and then they do. Derek Esemaker shoots it in. And they're calling for a faceoff.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what happened there. Was it just an offside call?
The goalie caught it.
Goalie caught it, okay. Well, they're going to call an intentional offside. That's what's going on here. They're going to call an intentional offside. That's where the offensive player knows there's players in the other offensive zone, shoots it in anyway. You can't do that intentionally. So the faceoff will go all the way down to the Harbor Beach zone. Where number 72, Seth Geiger, will take the faceoff. He wins the faceoff. It goes to Dan Brown. He tries to get a shot up the center, and it's blocked immediately. Number 45, Matt McVeigh, he gets checked to center ice. They shove it. Ashton Rogenbach gets it to center to Melissa, or Krista Rogenbach. She shoots it in. Goes behind the Stone Cold goal where Geiger has it. Geiger stops, breaks up the center, and shoots a long one, but it goes all the way to Linda Seaman. She has it. She plays it up the side. It goes out of the zone where Travis Esemaker has it. He tries coming in the right side. He gets one player, but not two. And McVeigh has it at his left point. He comes out. He's intercepted by Travis Esemaker. He's breaking out with Rogenbach. He comes up the center. He gets checked by Stokin. Puck goes in the corner. He gets it. Tries the center, and that's blocked by Geiger. Pucks up the center, and Stone Cold corrals it. And Dan Brown comes up the right side. Shoots it in. Goes right on goal, and the goalie will hang on to it. Looks like Jesse Rogenbach says we need to settle things down and we'll have a face-off. 2 minutes. Blow the horn.
Blow the horn.
Wolverine. Best cars and service I've ever seen. And no one there will ever treat you mean at Wolverine.
More and more people throughout the Thumb area and beyond are ordering high-quality pre-owned vehicles through Wolverine Auto Brokers and Bad Axe. Honesty, integrity, fair pricing. Before you purchase your next vehicle, ask for a free no-obligation consultation. Let Wolverine consult with you on the specific make, model, year options and price range you're looking for, and then let them go to work for you. Dan Braden searches thousands of vehicles each week at various dealer-only auctions. Then he picks the best one at the best price, and you'll save thousands off the new car price.
And no one there will ever treat you.
That's Wolverine Auto Brokers on M53 on the west side of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for generator sales and service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Maurer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Maurer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.